The needs of people in rural Australia is in the spotlight this week as the Aged Care Royal Commission holds public hearings in Mudgee in New South Wales. Not-for-profit aged care providers in rural and regional Australia say they're struggling to make ends meet. Meanwhile, the Commission heard today that older Australians are being ripped off by home care providers charging for services they haven't delivered. Patricia Sparrow is the CEO of the Aged and Community Services. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How many rural aged care facilities are operating at a loss?
At the moment, it's 75% of all facilities are operating a loss, and that figure's been growing for some time now. And clearly we think that at that rate, that's a problem in the system that we need to address.
Why are they operating at a loss?
There's a range of different things that are harder in rural and remote Australia. They have higher costs often in terms of operating. That can be to do with attracting staff, and in some remote areas they have to bring staff in externally, they need to house them. In some areas it's that goods and services cost more that they need to deliver the care. They also experience difficulties with in their socioeconomic areas, what people are actually able to pay for the accommodation may be lower. So there's a range of factors that go into creating that issue for residential aged care providers.
The Aged Care Royal Commission today heard that older Australians are actually being ripped off by home care providers charging for services that they haven't even delivered. Is that what you've been hearing as well?
Look, it's very concerning to hear that evidence today. People shouldn't be being charged for services that aren't being delivered. What you can say in home care packages in rural and remote Australia, though, is that sometimes there are higher costs for service delivery. So they shouldn't be being charged for anything that's not being delivered. But there may, in fact, be higher costs to some of the things that are being delivered that sometimes means that they don't get the amount of services that they need to receive or that there are additional costs that they're experiencing. But in no way should they be being charged for anything that's not being delivered.
Is it particularly important to get home care right for regional and rurally based older people?
I think what we see in rural and remote Australia is that we need to get a number of things right. I mean, obviously, mostly people want to live in their own home, and we want to support people to be able to do that. So it's important to make sure that home care services are viable and can serve people in those areas. But we also need to make sure that residential aged care is working well, because for some people that becomes the best option for them when their needs are growing. And we know that older people in rural and remote Australia have worse health outcomes than people living in metropolitan areas, and that there are additional challenges in making sure that they have access to health services as well as to aged care services. So we need to make sure the whole system's operating. But given that most people want to remain at home, we need to make sure that people can access home care packages, and it's working really well for them.
Are you concerned that the number of aged care volunteers in Australia's regional and rural communities will dry up in coming years?
I think we're seeing challenges with volunteering across all services, not just aged care. I think we're seeing that volunteers have traditionally been older people, and with more people working and working till they're older, there is a risk that we will lose the wonderful volunteer support we have, which is still pretty strong, but it's something that we need to keep an eye on, because they are an important part of the services that we deliver.
Here's Dr. Rachel Winterton, a rural ageing researcher at La Trobe University, speaking to the Royal Commission today.
The movement of younger people and families out of rural communities in search of work. So there is some question internationally and certainly within Australia as to where the volunteers to support the rural aged care sector will actually come from moving into the future.
So do you think the sector needs to become less reliant on these kinds of services, volunteering, if this is genuinely an issue where people are moving away?
I think it's not just an issue for volunteers. I mean, I think it's also an issue in terms of our workforce, and it's really important. And we've been hearing, evidence over the last couple of days, and it's great the Commission's in Mudgee. We've been hearing evidence about how it's more difficult for rural and remote providers to attract staff and to keep staff, and also for those health services staff to be there. So the specialists that we need, the GPs, dementia specialists. So it's across volunteers and workforce that we need to actually look at how we make sure that we've got workers and volunteers in the community that are going to be able to continue to deliver the services.
Patricia, thanks for your time.
Thank you for yours.
Patricia Sparrow is the CEO, Aged and Community Services, and this is RN Drive.